The Asantehene Otumfuo Sayetutu has ordered traditional leaders and family heads of all communities along the catchment area of the Owabi and Barakese waterworks in the Ashanti region to refrain from any illegal entry into government-acquired lands around the two dams with immediate effect. Also, a committee headed by the Hiahene Ohene Bajimang at Trinebuana has been tasked to visit the catchment areas of the two dams to ascertain the level of encroachment and report to him for the necessary steps to be taken to protect the dams. The directive came during a hearing at the Menchia Palace in Kumasi of a petition by the management of the Ghana Water Company Limited about encroachment along the tributaries of the dam. Correspondent Nicolas Osewusu reports that regents and family heads of 11 communities who admitted to encroaching on the restricted lands were each fined 2 sheep to be submitted by next week Tuesday, pending the next line of action.
Government in 1927 acquired 1,996 hectares of land for the construction of the Owabi water treatment dam. In 1966, 6,500 acres of land was procured for the building of the Barakese Dam, all in the Ashanti region. The two treatment plants have been the main sources of potable water for residents of Kumasi and the immediate surrounding communities. But for some years now, authorities of the Ghana Water Company have detected serious encroachment on government-acquired lands, which is threatening the sustenance of the two dams. At a meeting of a special committee set up by the Asantehene to investigate the allegation of encroachment on the catchment areas, the Ashanti Regional Human Resource Manager of the Ghana Water Company Limited, Francis Mensah, revealed that traditional leaders of communities along the water tributaries are involved in the massive construction of houses, chainsaw operations, farming and sand winning, even though government has already paid the required compensation for both the lands and loss of property. He tendered in evidence a video, documentary and samples of the current quality of the raw water to help in the committee's investigation. Mr. Mensah said illegal activities have exposed the two water sources to direct sunshine, while the use of agrochemicals has seriously affected their quality. Also, the two water bodies have been seriously silted in such a way that between the next 3 and 5 years, the company would not be able to depend on the two dams for the production of potable water for its customers. Also, it would have to spend more on water treatment as the quality of the final product is being affected. He therefore urged the Asantehene to help the company to avert the drying up of the water bodies. The chairman of the committee, Ohene Bajimang Achinebwana, said its members had been asked to visit the encroached lands and report to the Asante Mine Council for it to take a firm decision on the matter.
Nicolas Osewusu filed that report.